You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I am glad to be back. I'm glad to be here. And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. If you missed the first hour of the show, it sucks for you. We talked about a lot. For whatever reason, Damian Lillard has been in the news for the past, I don't know, week and a half. Since I've been gone, he's been in the news the whole damn time. He wants a trade request. He only wants to go to the Heat. This might drag on through the summertime. Get used to it. We talked about Chris Paul. His trade to the Golden State Warriors is official today. I told you about Carlton Davis from the Buccaneers. I think he's kind of crazy. He says that the Buccaneers without Brady, that, yeah, the division sucks so bad and they have so much faith in the guys who are still there that, you know, they'll go to the playoffs and then just go to the Super Bowl. Hey, good luck with that. I think somebody needs to check in between his ears, but what do I know? And so we got so much to do. If you missed the first hour, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. As we continue on with the show, not the news that I expected to talk about tonight upon my return. Britney Spears, in the same sentence as Victor Wembanyama, we'll talk about that. For whatever reason, Bill Belichick is now everybody's favorite punching bag, maybe even the owner of the New England Patriots. Robert Kraft is getting in on the action. You got Michael Vick showing a whole lot of love to Andy Reid, so there's naturally comparisons between Belichick and Reid right now. Josh Allen, he wants everybody to just stop talking about Stephon Diggs and his relationship with both Allen and the Buffalo Bills. NBA, and it has a new tournament. The NFL is digging in its heels when it comes to gambling. It's just a lot going on. And so if you want to talk to me, I know it's been a while. It's real simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Now listen, folks, I said it. If you missed it last hour, yeah, I'm back. I ain't go nowhere. I've been around. I just had stuff I needed to do, stuff I needed to take care of. I did not get the boot. I did not leave. I did not vacate. I had stuff I had to do, and now I'm here. And so much love to everybody that hit me up and checked on me. People were asking me, oh, man, did this station do this? And no, nobody did nothing. And now I'm here, and I'm happy to be back. Unlike, unfortunately, and Shep, we talked about this, all the things that have happened with you got Lillard and Chris Paul, and damn it, we pulling up on a baseball all-star game. It's just, there's a lot of things that have taken place. But was it Friday of last week? Was it Thursday? There was a day last week where ESPN just dumped a lot of fun. That was last week, right?
Oh, yeah. The bloodbath, that was last week.
That was last week. And that I did see. Steve Young gone from ESPN. You won't see Steve Young on Monday Night Football anymore. Jeff Van Gundy. Yeah. It feels like he's called about 15 NBA Finals between Mark Jackson and Mike Breen. Jeff Van Gundy gone. Now there are rumors that Jeff Van Gundy might get back into coaching. Max Kellerman, you know, he was given the boot from First Take with Stephen A. Smith. Max Kellerman is just gone completely. Keyshawn Johnson, gone. Jalen Rose, gone. Susie Colbert, gone. Todd McShay, gone. Matt Hasselbeck, gone. I guess he can debate topics at home with his wife. I don't know. These folks are gone. But let me tell you something. They make a lot of money. And I'm not here, oh, somebody lost their job. It's tough. That's the nature of the business. It really is. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. All of these folks get paid nice. I'm not pocket watcher, but they get paid nice money. In some of the cases, millions of dollars. If you are Steve Young, I've met Steve Young, nice guy, interviewed Steve Young, very nice guy. I don't think he's hurting for money. And so from a financial perspective, without knowing the details of their business, I'm not mad at them being let go. At the other end, this is the nature of the beast. If I disappeared off the face of the earth tomorrow, hey, don't feel bad for me. I ain't making Steve Young money. But look, don't feel bad. But here are the facts. This is the world that we live in. Everything is so damn volatile. People have spent so much money over the years. I mean, let's look at it this way. You got Tom Brady, who is retired, right? Tom Brady retired. When he decides to start working for Fox as a broadcaster, Tom Brady is going to go out there and make $37 million a year. Oh, let me not short him. Excuse me. He's going to make $37.5 million a year. That's Tom Brady. Okay? On the other end, and I know people are making this correlation, you got Pat McAfee. He just signed a deal with ESPN. He's making $85 million. And it's real easy for people to go around and say, oh, he's making 85 and they got to fire all these other people. Well, Pat McAfee's deal, his contract, is more than likely going to pay for itself. Okay, this is the realities. I don't think Steve Young is bringing in $3 million or $4 million or $5 million in advertising money. And look, I'm not an accountant for ESPN. I just try to make common sense versus what I know internally and what the facts are. Let me tell you something, and we might play something like this later on in the show. Tyreek Hill is one of the most talented players in the NFL. He's down in Miami. He's on the other end of receiving passes from Tua Tagovailoa. He's making bank. I think he makes, what, $30 million a year? Tyreek Hill sat down with Michael Vick and actually had a good interview, a good conversation. I know damn well Tyreek Hill is not making money, any significant type of money, off of his podcast. And so if Tyreek Hill can sit down with Mike Vick and get a good gig and get some great content, what does this mean for all these other people? Why should they have to spend the money when all the jobs are being consolidated? And here's the bigger picture, folks. People can complain, they can whine, they could scream. You still going to watch the games, though. Jeff Van Gundy is gone. You not going to watch the NBA Finals because of Jeff Van Gundy? Steve Young is gone. You going to turn off Monday Night Football because Steve Young is not there? Answer is no. I have this conversation every now and then. I say I don't personally care about the broadcasters. Most times I'm not listening. Just watch it. It's the point. You watch for the games. Yeah, the announcers are nice. They provide perspective. I like Jeff Van Gundy. He provided perspective, but he ain't changed the way that I'm watching the game. These guys are talents. Unfortunately, a lot of them are gone. There's going to be more that go. It's just the nature of the beast. You might look at it from a couple $100,000 here, a few $1 million there. Man, there's bigger players at the top of the food chain who make these decisions. They get paid the big bucks. ESPN owned by Disney. Disney might spin off. ESPN, Disney paying all this money to broadcast the NHL, MLB, NFL, NBA. They broadcast everything. You don't want to think that they want their books to look a little bit better from the top down? Everybody can get the boot. That's just how it is. Don't matter who you are. And how about this? The man that makes a lot of money at ESPN, He's made a lot of money yelling and screaming. It's Stephen A. Smith. He got the boot in 2009. That dinosaur on the other station, what's his name? Skip Bayless. He wanted him back when he was at ESPN. And so, yeah, there was a period in time where Stephen A. Smith was gone. About 3 years that Stephen A. Smith was gone from ESPN. People don't remember that because he got fired. And now he has a production deal. And now he's doing side shows. And he's doing this and that. He's making $12 million. And Stephen A. Smith, he sat down on his own show. Ironically, it was his own show on FanDuel. It wasn't on an ESPN property. Where he talked about his own standing. He basically said, if Steve Young, Jeff Van Gundy, Max Kellerman, Jalen Rose, Keyshawn Johnson, Susie Colbert, if all of them can get the boot, I can too. Listen to this.
And one thing that I can tell you about Stephen A., this ain't 2009. I really didn't see it coming. My eyes are always wide open now. I'm never comfortable. I never take anything for granted, and I never assume that I'm safe. And First Take's number one, and been number one for 11 and a half plus years.
Ooh, so dramatic. Oh, he's great at capturing people's attention, whether he's going real high or whether he's going real low. And so good on him for that. But he's right. Ain't nobody ever safe at anything. I don't care whether you work for ESPN or whether you're an entrepreneur. You got to go. You gotta go get what you can. Because the only person that you can rely on is yourself. What are you going to do with your own 2 feet? What are you going to do with your own 2 hands? What are you going to do with your brain? What happens when the you-know-what hits the fan? Before I started work for Odyssey, before I got here on CBS Sports Radio, before I got to WFAN in New York City, before I got to V103, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, it was just the JR Sport Brief Show. Just what I did. I ain't work with no major entity. I went from the YouTube to WFAN in New York City. Who does that? Nobody. I did it. How? I don't know. I guess I did some good stuff. But let me tell you something. You know, working for yourself, eating what you kill, it has its highs, it has its lows. It has some exciting times, it has some low times. It has the money that comes in, it has the money that dries up. Like anything else. Except where I think it could be a whole lot more volatile. We're moving into a day and an age and an era. I don't care if you work here, CBS Sports Radio. I don't care if you or ESPN. I don't care if you, I don't care what your job is. Shout out to all my folks listening to me right now. Driving a Uber. Let's be real. Cars ain't going to be driving themselves in a few years. Like, that's the reality. That's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you can be Blockbuster Video, or you can be Netflix. You can be Sears, or you could be Amazon. Everything comes and goes in waves. I don't care if you are a business employing people or whether you out there just eating what you kill with your own bare hands. And so, yeah, media is changing. Sports media is changing. We see athletes with big deals. We've seen big media personalities lose deals that don't even work for ESPN. Jemele Hill, who's joined us here on the show, I know Jemele. Jemele Hill doesn't have her deal anymore. Spotify is done. Bomani Jones, somebody else used to be at ESPN. Bomani had a whole show on HBO. 2 seasons. Done. So don't matter who you are, where you work, what check you get, what can you do without thinking about what someone is going to do for you? Because if somebody else is signing your check, you heard it from Stephen A. Smith, you can hear from me as well, there's always the possibility that you get the boot. And so ESPN Sports, the media landscape, it is forever changing, just like every other business. Except for this one, what you watch with sports, what we all watch, it's publicly facing. What are you going to do to hold on to your check, make your money? So if somebody says, hey, there's the door, you can still do some damage. And keep that in mind. It's a little bit of JR wisdom. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm back. No boot for me. I'm here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Take your calls on the other side. It is oh so good to be back. We're going to get into Wembanyama and Britney Spears. And then speaking of change, I heard about this too. I mean, Twitter is in the toilet now. There's a thing called Threads. It's all about change, people. I like good change, though. We get to your calls. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, even this song in the background is Cam'ron. Even Cam'ron. This guy, he got a sports show online with Mace. They were friends. They hated each other. And now they're friends again. They got a sports show. 50-year-old rappers. They got a sports show. Don't ever expect to hear any of it here. These guys are vulgar. And then Mace used to be a pastor Mace. Pastor Mace. Okay, what a hustle that was. But anyway, it shows you anybody could have a sports show. Stephen A. Smith was on with Cam'ron and Mace a couple of weeks ago, and whatever. A little too vulgar for my liking. I guess I thought I was vulgar, but I guess not. They take things to another level. But hey, media is changing, folks, and get used to the changes on ESPN. We see more athlete podcasts. There's a lot going on in the world. And you heard it from Stephen A. Smith himself. He's like, man, I'm not even safe. Okay, man, nothing is here forever. I'll tell you this much. If Stephen A. Smith wasn't on ESPN tomorrow, you want to know something? ESPN is still making money. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to get to everybody here. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive, welcome back, my friend. You know what would be a great podcast? Eminem and Jay-Z going and talking about sports. That would be unique. And I got to tell you, You said if you lost your job, I want everyone to be like JR and think about agents of inclusion, helping people. That will give you the satisfaction that you're going to miss with those big bucks. It will make you feel good inside. Also, when you talk about ESPN, there are so many people that lost their jobs. And I'm just wondering, they're paying possibly Otani, give or take, $500 to $700 million. They're paying basketball players $250 million contract extensions. You've got billions coming in from betting. It's weird. What is the dynamic, Jer, that they can't keep ESPN Sports, which generates, you know, money in so many different ways, and you just think, you go, wow, really? You can't give someone $2 million when you're paying Otani $65 million a year?
Well, that's a very good point. A big portion of that, I know a lot of times we look at it from the other way. or kind of what you just said. You have athletes who are making money hand over fist. And one of the reasons why athletes are now making so much money is because you have broadcasters like ESPN and Fox and right. CBS who are paying the leagues. And so when you're wondering where all this money is coming from, why is Damian Lillard getting $63 million? Why is Kevin Durant able to sign with the Golden State Warriors? Why did the salary cap increase so much? It's because of the money. It's the billions of dollars are coming directly from TV. And so I understand what you're saying. I think to a larger point, it's having an understanding that, yeah, we might hear about the big names who will no longer be on ESPN. Steve Young, Jeff Van Gundy, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, etc., Jalen Rose. But along with those folks, there are plenty of people in PR and communications and producers who have also lost their jobs. And the unfortunate fact is, I think most of us understand this, you know, it's a numbers game. You know, what is your job? What is your salary? And how can we make the books look better at the top, regardless of what your name is? And I think a lot of us probably understand that. If you've ever worked for somebody else, sometimes it's just a numbers game, not a name game.
Spot on, Jer. Again, welcome back, my friend. Thank you for taking my call.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Michigan to North Carolina. Let's talk to Michael. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
What's good, JR? How you doing today?
Excellent. What's up?
I want to ask somebody to y'all listen, listening.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to ask somebody to your top six list from yesterday.
Oh, well, I wasn't here for the top six. You want to ask me about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't here. You sure you want to ask me?
Shep, tell me something. Yes.
Go ahead. He's here. Go ahead and ask him.
Would you put Oz at a giant in that list?
I would not. I would not, Michael. I thought we wanted to talk about Kevin Love, but No, I would not put that on my top
Shep,
six list.
What the, hold on, Michael.
Yes.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Mike. Shep, you knew what he just said?
No, and that's okay. Why I definitely would not include that on my top six list in terms of greatest streaks in the history of professional sports.
What was the top six list last night?
So it was the greatest. So it was Joey Chestnut, obviously. Okay. He was
eating hot dogs?
Eating hot dogs, and okay. Again, an eight-year consecutive streak now where he has won the Nathan's Hot Dog 4th of July eating contest. And so that inspired me to say, wow. JR, what are the greatest? By the way, your top six thing is a brilliant idea, by the way. I mean,
thank you.
I don't know why more people don't do something like that. It's brilliant. It gets
people stealing.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, they got top 10 lists, top 5. I got 6. It's not necessarily a genius here. Okay.
Thank you for letting me do it, by the way, when I host for you every Wednesday, man. I appreciate you for that, JR. But the list was, and so that inspired me to think about when you talk about amateur athletics and you talk about professional athletics, if you combine everything, what are the 6 greatest streaks to ever exist in all of sports?
Okay, and so we don't know what this guy just said.
No, it was definitely not one of the 6 that I put there. That's for damn sure. Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Michael again. Let's try. Let's attempt. Hey, Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You okay?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
Okay. You wanted to talk about a guy putting 56 hot dogs in his mouth? Is that what you wanted?
Not.
Okay. What else do you got besides hot dogs?
Kevin Love. Austin Reed. How do you think his contract worked out with the Lakers?
Austin. Wait a minute. Are you confusing white basketball players? Like, are you asking me about Kevin Love? Or are you asking me about what are you asking me?
Austin Reed.
Okay. So what about him? He got a contract from the Lakers.
Yeah. That's a lot of money for him that you gave him.
No, I think they're paying him less than $60 million total, which I think is a good deal for a dude who will probably continue to put up, I think, upwards of about 18 per.
Okay.
Are you sound disappointed. What did you do for 4th of July?
I cut down. I had a cookout.
Okay, well, you probably – did you have 56 hot dogs?
Nah.
Okay, all right. He sounds like he had 56 shots. That's what he sounds like. That sounds dangerous. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Ramon from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Thank I'm you. Excellent.
And a couple points here. Real starting with the coaching stuff. Was the comparisons with Andy Reid and Belichick, was that just trying to figure out who was the best coaches of all time? Or I want to be clear before I make this comment. Is that where that came from?
There were no. It's a conversation that's been started to have based on – we're going to get into that later on in the show. Not
okay, because
one
I mean,
individual. Hold on, Ramon.
When I heard. Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you doing, changing a car battery?
No. I'm sorry. I was getting out of my truck.
What, are you a robot or a human? What is that?
No, I'm a human. I'm sorry. I was getting out.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, oh, it's like all that moving. He changed the car
my
battery.
Fault. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Belichick and Andy Reid later on the show. No one specific individual has made a comparison between Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Michael Vick made some comments while speaking to Tyreek Hill about how great of a coach Andy Reid is. And so we'll get into that a little bit more later in the show. Does that make sense, Ramon?
Makes sense. I'll listen to that later. And then going to your job situation, you're right. I'm a healthcare professional, been certified and licensed for 30 years. And you're right, it's the nature of the business. In our field, people change jobs and get moved around all the time. COVID was really rough on us, so it was a little different then, but it's just the nature of the business. But what I teach young people and stuff like that is to make sure, especially nowadays, and even I started an LLC in a business maybe about 13 years ago, you should always have two or three streams, if you can, of income coming in, and always make sure that you don't get yourself in a situation of debt to where you can't absorb the change that may come and happen. Look at Google, Meta, and Twitter. When Elon Musk took over Twitter, he got rid of a bunch of people with college degrees, computer scientists and stuff like that, same with Meta and same with Google. So no one is immune from what could happen when shareholder interest takes over, because ultimately that's what it's about. It's the shareholders who are going to take over. Thanks.
You're talking about legal streams of income, right? Legal, right?
That's right. Legal stream. That's right. Legal stream.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
Yeah, the legal stream. That's
okay.
Right. LLC, do it legally. That's right.
Okay. Just making sure, Ramon. Thank you for calling from. I've seen some things on National Geographic. People are making money, but it comes with a cost.
Jared, I got a question for you.
Is it about something legal or illegal?
No, it's certainly legal because we did talk about this at great length last week in terms of the ESPN firings, and I really wanted to get your perspective on this. When you are you and you are one of the notable names in the radio industry, but you constantly hear it's a dying medium, it's not going to last forever. It is something that is old school, and as we get younger and younger, it's something that eventually is not going to have the same kind of prominence, the same kind of platform. What do you personally say to that as someone that does this five nights a week and obviously another show on WFAN, the number one market in the world in terms of sports? What do you say to those people that say that, and how do you personally continue to evolve with that?
Well, I think that everything changes. And so whether it's radio or television, well, let's be real here. People looked at television as something that was going to kill radio. Not necessarily the case. Like, everything changes. That's just the nature of anything. If something stays the same, and I hate to say this, everything has a lifespan. I don't care what it is. It's just everything. I got a lifespan. You got a lifespan. Businesses are no different. You either change or you get left behind. I can think about an automobile. If we just kept cars, if someone just wanted to manufacture cars the same way that Ford manufactured a car 100 years ago, nobody would be driving it. Cars have had to change. Technology has to change. Unfortunately, some things for the worse. And so for radio specifically, yes, it's had to change. A lot of the content that we push out is digitized. A lot of the content that we push out is AV as well, audio and visual. A lot of it goes to social media. The one benefit of sports, if you want to look at the radio business, is that it's live. Like, there's a massive interest in it. People want to hear about the sports. People want to know what's going on. It's not like, oh my God, this is a musician that I can push play on. There's one thing that radio will always do better than other audio mediums. It's hit you live and local. And in the case of what we're doing right now, it's national. It's being able to talk about a Monday Night Football game as it concludes. It's about being able to talk about an NBA Finals game when it's live and when it finishes up. And so that's a great benefit to sports radio. But any business, I don't care who, what, when, and where, if you don't change, you already got a lifespan. You disappear. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. It's kind of crazy. Ramon from Indianapolis, he just mentioned Meta and Facebook this and Twitter that. And it's kind of crazy. We got two billionaires. It's like these guys want to fight in a real fight, and they want to fight in the boardroom. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are two rich nerds. They're just billionaires fighting. I'll explain. We'll talk about that on the other side. More of your calls. We'll get into Wembanyama and Britney Spears. What a hell of a story that is. Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. We got so much more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah. Today was a good day. Yes, it was. Yes, it is. Still a good day. Shout outs to everybody listening out in California. Shout outs to everybody listening out here on the East Coast with me. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And how about that? That was Ice Cube. Ice Cube is going to be joining us. Stay tuned. I might have Ice Cube tomorrow, maybe Monday. Ice Cube going to be joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Ice Cube running around doing his Big Three tournament. And we know that things are always changing. We talked about change before we went to break and sports media changing, and you look at all the people that have jobs, don't have jobs now, and Ice Cube fitting in his own niche here with the Big Three. We know the NBA is the biggest basketball league on earth, not necessarily competing with them, but really still having to compete for advertising dollars and eyeballs and resources. So, hey, you always got to try to be innovative. So, yes, we'll be having Ice Cube here on the show. Stay tuned for that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of California, it's not L.A., but it's one of the sunniest, beautiful places in the country. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Lee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
JR, you are the man. I got to admit, I really appreciate what you do, your agents of inclusion. And I want to tell you what I do here in San Diego for people. I can't really afford much because I'm disabled and I'm on a fixed income. But whenever I see someone that needs something, I'll give them some money, man. And I'll hear, I've given $20. I've given $10. If all I have is $5, I'll give them $5. But that's what I do, man.
Well, that's kind
it
of you,
just
man.
Breaks Go my ahead. Heart, all the homeless people. And athletes could solve this problem if they just got together and threw a bunch of money at it, is what I think. And it breaks my heart.
Well, I think it's not the responsibility of.
No, I realize it's not the responsibility, but
sure.
It would be nice.
Well,
do you think?
I, I think it'd be nice if, you know, everybody that got money ain't a professional athlete now.
So I think
there are people with
I'm not rich.
Right.
And I give money to people.
Yeah.
If I see someone in trouble, I'll give them some money.
Well, I God bless you for that one. But I'll tell you this, for all of the money that we talk about, and I mentioned this last break, and hey, Lee, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting Agents of Inclusion, and good on you for having a great heart. I appreciate you, Lee. We're going to talk about this, okay?
Thanks, JR. No problem. You have a good night.
You as well. Thank you, Lee, for calling from San Diego. Okay, yeah, sure. We talk about the public figures. I can put a lot of people in the category. If all the professional athletes did this, we could end this. I mean, Elon Musk, and yes, this is not liquid cash. This is not money, you know, underneath his pillow. The guy is worth $250 billion. That's $250 billion. We can go ahead and look at Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who founded Facebook. I remember getting a Facebook account when it was only open and available to students. Mark Zuckerberg has a net worth of $100 billion. And so for all of the professional athletes that we want to look at and go, oh, LeBron James, he's a billionaire, and he does amazing things with his own money for the community. We got a lot of athletes who do. You want to tell me that Mark Zuckerberg can't, you know, sell a share of this? I mean, Bill Gates, he has the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation. Like, people who have money, there are people who do great things with a lot of it who you wouldn't know because you have no idea who they are, and you probably don't obsess over it the same way that you do Tom Brady or LeBron or Michael Jordan or whoever the case might be. And I just told you about two billionaires who have a combined net worth of over $350 billion. I mean, we can start adding up a whole lot of names. We know that there is a gigantic wealth disparity. Tons, okay? So much so. And I also told you that things change. Earlier today, we learned that Instagram, through Facebook, which is Meta, all the same company, Mark Zuckerberg has launched his version of Twitter called Threads. And I have lost track on how many signups he said that he has. I think last I looked, 10 million signups over the last like 24 hours. And it makes Twitter look like a relic because every time you blink, you got this guy, Elon Musk, who changes his mind. In sports in particular, has been amazing for Twitter. It's live action commentary. You could be sitting in your living room, seeing the thoughts of, may not be good thoughts, of a Magic Johnson or a Tom Brady about a game, about anything. Twitter has been amazing. But since Elon Musk has taken over and tried to monetize it, he just changes his mind all over the place. And so here we have a battle of two billionaires trying to figure out what they want to do, and they both are into amateur fighting, jiu-jitsu, and amateur black belts and things here that even Dana White, UFC honcho, who's in just a whole space of his own, don't get me started on that guy and him slapping up his wife, but he sat down and he talked about setting these two dudes up for an actual fight. This is what he told TMZ, Harvey Levin from TMZ. Never one to shy away from encouraging a fight. He was talking to Dana White, and Dana White was talking about, yeah, well, I want to get these dudes to fight. Listen to this.
Is there a possibility this is really going to happen?
Well, just to give some clarification. So what he said is Mark Zuckerberg responded with, send me location, which is something that Khabib Nurmagomedov says when people challenge him. So that was what send me location meant. And I was talking to both Elon and Mark last night. Both guys are absolutely dead serious about this.
Now, wait. Tell us why you say that.
Because they both said, yeah, we'll do it. They both want to do it. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and said, is he serious? And I said, I don't know. Let me ask him. I asked him and he said, yeah, I'm dead serious. You know, obviously for and I agree with you, Harvey. This would be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world. Bigger than anything that's ever been done. It would break all pay-per-view records. These guys would raise, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for charity. And, you know, you don't have to be a fight fan to be interested in this fight. You everybody would want to see it.
There's your charitable donation, Lee from San Diego. Dana White is going to, or he wants to set up a fight between Elon Musk of Tesla and Twitter, SpaceX and a million other things, battery companies. He wants him to fight Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. And as Dana White said, oh yeah, it would raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity. Not that they can't just hand over the money to charity, period. But what do I know? I don't count their money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break, and I got to get this out the way. And then we can get into Belichick and Andy Reid. Belichick can't receive love from anybody right now, and Andy Reid is getting just bumped up more and more and more, especially now for Michael Vick. But I got to get into Wembanyama and Britney Spears. Like, I had to read that, and I'm like, is this ball sack sports? Like, this is a real story? It is. And Victor Wembanyama, welcome to America, man. He had to talk about this crap. And I will, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young. it takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar. All Dew.
Stop by Quality Mart for a refreshingly good deal on Mountain Dew. Get two 20-ounce Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Do the Dew at Quality Mart.